Hi, everyone. This is Sugar.
This is Spice.
And not so nice.
And welcome to The Real Housewives of Dubai, season two, episode 13, the final episode. So, we're going to be doing a debrief here. Again, these are going to be kind of our highlights that we thought of during this episode and a little bit of what we think about it. So we start the episode off. We're still on the golf trip, but it's the next day. Everyone's kind of having breakfast together. We're kind of separated into two groups.
I thought it was three groups.
Was it three?
I think it was three, to be honest, because it
Perfect.
was,
Okay.
I can't remember, like, hang
Yeah,
on.
it was.
Yeah,
I've got it here. It
it
was.
was Sabah, Sarah and Brooks, then it was
There we
Caroline and
go.
Talene, and then it was Ayan and Lisa.
I forgot about Sabah, Sabah's group.
I
That's
remembered it
why.
because I, like I said, I was doing, trying to like make sure that I wrote something, and the one thing was I did like Sabah's dress at that beach golf thing, whatever it was,
Cool.
that
The
next day.
biggest thing at the very beginning, you know, when they're all kind of debriefing about the night before, the only kind of takeaway I had from it was, oh, I really like Stanbury and Sergio's matching pajamas. I thought that was really cute
Oh
that
yeah,
they
that was cute. Yeah,
that.
it was.
Yeah, that was cute.
And so right now I'm decorating my apartment and I'm going to go with that green color as my accent color. And it's really funny because the day I watched this episode, I had gone out earlier and I was in this pajama store, and I swear to God, I saw pajamas that looked just like that with the thick stripes and that green color. And I was thinking, oh, that's so cute. I should get this. And even my boyfriend was saying, oh yeah, you should get those. And I
There
didn't.
you
And
go.
then I see them wearing it. Now I have to copy them. So I'm gonna go back and buy them.
That's like an emerald green, wasn't it?
It was like an emerald green. Mine is going to be more muted than that emerald green, but I'm going to have to get a few more green outfits so that I match my apartment too.
You know what? It's going to be a hard color to find. It's a beautiful color, but good thing you're doing accents, because it's going to be it's not like it's really difficult to find that really nice emerald green. But when you find it, you're going to smash it. It's going to be beautiful.
Exactly. Awesome. Did you guys have anything for this breakfast? My big thing was just the pajamas, honestly.
It was kind of the precursor to everything else that was happening. So yeah, no, not
Yeah.
really.
Exactly.
I think in the beginning there it was Ayan, Lisa, something about Ayan was like happy that Lisa had her back, or vice versa. I wrote Lisa happy Ayan had her back.
Yeah,
Did you
because,
get that?
yeah, kind of. We kind of go further into that whole relationship, and then there's some turmoil in that relationship too later on in the episode. But yeah, I do remember, you know, the main thing really was once they kind of all get together, they meet up at that little event or whatever, they quickly get to drinking, and then, the main takeaway I had from that, not so much with Lisa and Ayan, but Talene
Talene, yeah.
and what I thought was really interesting is Talene just kind of wanted to get it over with and talk about it right away. But I thought it was really funny that Talene did it publicly. She did it in front of everyone. She didn't try to ask Lisa, like, oh, do you want to step to the side with me and we can just kind of chat? And I thought it was really funny because as soon as she kind of said something about like, okay, let's talk about the elephant in the room or whatever, and everyone obviously knows that they're gonna start, you know, talking about what happened last night, Stanbury just like runs away. She just wanted to get out of there.
Yeah, she went
She
and
did a
joined the
really good
guys.
job these last two episodes of just staying out of everything.
That's actually very smart of her.
Yeah, I was gonna say, better to just walk away.
Walk away. You know what?
It,
Because no good's gonna come out of that conversation.
no. And really, the conversation was just, I quite like Taline actually.
Me
She was
too.
just trying
Yeah,
to
I like
explain
her too.
herself. And she, what she said was, I didn't appreciate, what had happened. I think she's very well spoken, I have to say, all the time.
She's kind of like the Heather of Dubai.
Yeah, she is.
Right? Same kind of like similar traits, right?
And very like almost like political, she can dig herself out of a hole. I think Heather doesn't get herself into as much drama as Taline does, but Taline is she's just very well spoken. I quite like her.
You know what the
Yeah, I like her
problem with
too.
that conversation for me was
Yep.
that like Talene's trying to do that to apologize to her, and then Lisa's just like not into it, and she just like
No.
irritates the shit out of me. Like, I don't know how else to
Yeah.
put it.
But she was really pissed at Talene, right? Like Lisa was just, she was fucking over the
But
top.
that anger was it was not justified
No.
because really all Taline was trying to do was she was just trying to explain what Brooks was feeling. Because the argument should have been between Lisa and Brooks,
And
because
Brooks.
she was upset that Brooks didn't take the free treatment. Whatever, who cares? But Lisa was just trying to put into perspective what Brooks was feeling because she had already had a conversation with Brooks and she's trying to back up her friend. So that anger, it was not justified to put all that
No,
anger.
it wasn't.
Taline, she could have just said to Taline, okay, thank you, but I just want to keep this between me and Brooks. She didn't have to get that angry at Taline about that, really.
Well,
Yeah,
then,
I
and
agree.
then the second part of that too was that Ayan kind of, and Ayan's one of my favorites, and
Yeah, me
she
too.
chimed in too, and like she's just very one-sided. It's all about Lisa and then backing Lisa up. And sometimes, if you're a true friend and you're going down the wrong path, you got to kind of step in, but not just take her side at all costs. And that's what I felt
Yeah,
she was doing,
exactly.
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Because you can't back it up if it's, you
If
know,
it's wrong, you
if
can't
it's fucked up.
blindly back
Yeah.
up
If
everything.
it's really like, if it's fucked up, you can't back it up. It doesn't matter. Like at some, you know what I mean? There's little things you can let go and back up, but then if it's something really off, you just can't. Like, and if you're a real friend, you're not acting like a real friend if you just agree and accept, right?
No, 100%. And I think that they kind of get to that later on because later on the ladies do tell Ayan that she acts different around Lisa. And I think that
And
blind,
all
like,
the
I'll always
clips,
follow
so
you, I'll always back you up is a huge part of it. Because we know, honestly, I think Lisa was wrong on this trip for getting
Yeah,
so
she was.
Taline.
She was.
Like it didn't make any sense.
No, she's in the wrong. End of story with that,
And so Spias, you're
right?
absolutely right. Like this kind of bothered me too, that when Taline's trying to have a conversation with Lisa about it and try to, make amends, Lisa's just not having any of it.
I know.
Like, there's no, like, why can't you just have a conversation, talk it through, and then move on? Like, Lisa just, I don't know, it's like she wants to put her down or something like that. But, like, good for Taline. That's why I say, like, she's so well spoken because if I was there, I would start apologizing. And then if Lisa was acting that way back to me, I go, okay, I take it all back. Fuck you.
Yeah, because Talene's apology for sticking up for Brooks, like, was, I thought,
It was
sincere,
appropriate. Yeah,
right? But then
absolutely.
the attack, the lashing, it was like, what the fuck just happened, right? So yeah, no, Lisa's too much.
Was
Lisa's too
fucked
much.
up. It, in these last two episodes, yes, she, I don't know what is going on, but absolutely too much.
You know what would have been helpful is
And
if
she's the one,
Talene.
sorry, who brought Talene in, right?
No, Brooks did.
Oh, Brooks did. Okay.
Yeah.
No.
All I wanted to say was that maybe she just needed a hug.
Didn't you have
Lisa?
Lisa?
Lisa.
Yeah, no
Yeah,
kidding.
she was on fire, man. Piss hit it. Yeah. She was fucking shooting everywhere.
So we go from one question, Lisa, do you need a hug? To another, Lisa, will you buy Stanberry's parents' home? So another big topic in this episode. Wow, big drama. Lisa and her husband, I should say, are looking for, a property in England. Not just a property, an estate, because they want to, have it pretty grand,
And
have
a
it,
farm.
and a farm, yes. So a
What did
big
she say?
Cotswold.
50
I think that's
acres?
where he's from. Yeah.
In Cotswold. In I guess that's
Cotswolds.
Stan
Cotswolds.
Cotswolds.
Yeah.
Cotswolds. Harry Potter.
And it just so happens that Stanbury's mom and dad are selling their place. So
Yeah.
Stanbury kind of makes a joke of, oh, like you could buy my parents' place. And she goes, no, I want 58 acres. And she goes, okay, yeah, that's definitely not my parents' place. So you'll
Yeah.
have to look elsewhere. So big topic. I wonder what she will end up buying, though. That will be.
What was the main thing, the main insult about that topic was the word. Was it bragging?
So later on, and we'll get to that, absolutely.
Okay, sorry. I thought that was part of it.
This kind of comes up later on in the conversation,
Yeah.
that
'Cause it
bragging,
was a f
and we'll get to
yeah.
that.
There was a big blowout for that too, right? Yeah, okay. Sorry, I'm
Yeah,
just
no,
want to make
that's
sure
that
that
big
see,
blowout
I
at
kind of made
the
some
end.
notes, but I don't know if I put them in
Yeah,
the right
no
order.
worries, no
Yeah.
worries. We're just kind of going in order right now. So that's kind of when
Okay.
that got introduced, that Lisa wants to buy Stanbury's home. But she obviously won't, because she's just looking for something different, something a little bit bigger. 58 acres, to be
Oh, is
precise.
it 58? Oh, okay, 58.
I think it was like 58,
Wasn't
wasn't
it 50
it?
to 100? I thought it was 50 to 100.
Those are big numbers. It's a big
Yeah,
jump.
have you
Yeah,
do you guys even
50 to
have any
100.
idea what 50 What the
acres
fuck
looks
would you
like?
want
It's
50
humongous.
acres for?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Because then you can sit there and say, look, I'm rich.
Yeah, why don't you
I'd be
want
looking and saying, where the fuck am I? In the middle of nowhere. That's what I would be saying with 50 fucking acres. I want to
farm?
see people.
No, but really, the biggest, like, I would love to live on a farm and just whatever. But
Not for
why
me.
would, if you're going like you're so high end, you're this, you're that, why do you want to look after a farm? You have to go
Well, I
feed
don't think that they
animals
would
all
necessarily
the
do
time.
that.
Yeah,
Take
they
this,
wouldn't they
take
they have
that.
probably hire help.
Yeah, no, they wouldn't be doing that. It's more for show, is the fact that, oh, look, we have a little farm and we've got our people taking care of it over there.
Yeah.
You know, we grow
Yeah.
organic, right? We grow
Yeah, I
organic.
would love
We've
that.
got horses.
I would just love that. That'd be awesome. And then, so because everyone leaves Dubai in the summer, because it gets just so hot. I think they even mentioned like the tires on your car, like the rubber, starts to melt. That's how
Yeah.
hot it gets.
Yeah.
So because of that, Ayan and Stanbury, they decide that they're going to throw a party.
Yeah.
An end of a spring bash, I guess.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
I
That's
was
all I
going
have
to say,
to
what a
say.
fucking house that was. I thought it was a, at first I thought it was like some kind of event venue. And then I remembered that Caroline had said it's the most beautiful house in Dubai and it's my friend's. And then I remembered that. And I was like, when they were walking upstairs at that one point, I was like, wow. And all those fucking cars parked inside there. Did you see those?
That's
Holy
a good
shit.
friend. That's a good friend to keep
Wow.
around. They let you throw
Fuck.
parties in their
Be
place.
nice.
Fuck. She should have tried to stay there with Sergio when the house was being built.
Yeah,
Yeah, Yeah,
Yeah,
but
can you
really,
imagine?
how beautiful.
Yeah, very
And
beautiful.
before we get into the party, what happens right after they start planning this party is we see Sarah at home. She's with her kid for a minute, but the biggest thing that happens in this scene, she decides finally, okay, she's gonna cut Akeen loose. And so she hops on her phone, and what she says at first is she was being very vague with him. So I understand why at first he was kind of confused, because at first she kind of says something along the lines of like, oh, you know, I need to focus on, you know, my kid right now because of everything that happened with the nanny. So yeah, that's where I'm at right now. And he goes, okay, well, what does that mean? And she was, well, I just told you, like, instead of saying, hey, listen, no excuses here, Akeen, this is not working. You know, instead of just coming right out and saying it, she's trying to let him off real easy.
Gently.
And I understand why she's doing that, but he's like a young kid. Like, why waste his time? Just say, like, hey, listen, it's not working. You're too jealous for me. We have problems. I'm not in this stage where I can just kind of like fuck around with you. I've got a kid I gotta think about. So I think, you know, it's time for us to part ways.
Yeah, and he hung up.
And then, well, she doesn't even do
it
that. It was like the most awkward breakup. It's like,
Yeah.
why not just say it? Like, hey, it's not working. So
Yeah, and be
it's a
done.
sign
But
of
you know
her.
what? See, I just kind of think she kind of plays a little bit coy with him too. So, and I
Yeah,
guess
I
that comes
agree,
down a little
actually.
bit later, but that's the kind of feeling that I got. And then because then she, like, even in her confessional, she was a bit wishy-washy. She was like, like, you know, first she says, like, she wanted, she didn't say, I want it over, but that's kind of the way that you thought the conversation was going. But then during this, and then in her confessional, she was saying that, you know, I just want to take a bit of a break. And what the fuck does that mean? So, like, you know, like, she's not being forthcoming either. I mean, but you know what? And I think, well, Not So Nice called it right from the start. She's like, this isn't going to work, no way, no how. So the thing is at that point, she should have just been grateful it was over and that he even hung up on her. Like, who fucking cares? Because it's not about who says what in the end. If it's over, it's over. But we know later it kind of rears its ugly head again. So who knows? They're just weird.
Next up on the chopping block is going to be Lisa's.
And Sergio? No, Lisa and her husband. I
No,
mean, oh yeah, I'm
Lisa.
thinking Caroline, but Lisa and her husband. But he's so quiet, that guy. He doesn't say
He
anything.
is. He is. Yeah. Yeah, I see that one coming.
Okay.
And
Not so nice.
Caroline
Just
and
support
Sergio for
Charlotte.
sure. Caroline and Sergio, it's just a matter of time until she finally utters the words, "No, I'm not having a kid."
Exactly. And that is kind of what happens when she goes out horseback riding with her daughter. And the big topic of conversation here was she starts talking to her daughter and she's like, oh, I guess Sergio is really serious about wanting to have a kid, but I don't see myself doing that right now. So I thought that it was a really odd conversation, you know, because she had it with her daughter, which, you know, she should be upfront with her about it. I mean, it's her family, right? If she has a sibling. And she, like, from what it sounded like, she was like set on, no, I'm not gonna have a kid. I've already done it. I've got my kids, whatever. But then it kind of sounded like later on in the episode,
Should consider the surrogate.
maybe she would consider it. I don't know. What did you guys think of this scene?
I thought the scene with her daughter was a little bit, I don't know how what to say. Like, it was just, I felt bad for the daughter, but I also felt bad for Caroline at the same time. Because it's based on how they interacted, it seems like Caroline didn't do, hasn't spent for everything that she could have offered her kids. I don't feel she spent any time with her kids doing things. Like her kids' response to something like about her doing that more often, the horseback riding with her was, I'll believe it when I see it. And Caroline's comment during at some point in that thing was, she doesn't know what to do with the kids because she's never done anything with them because she never did anything with her parents. So it was just, the same thing that she
Repeating
did to
itself.
her
They say
kids.
it's a cycle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same cycle. Yeah. So I felt bad for her daughter, but at the same time, I felt bad for Caroline because as much as her mom wants to kind of sweep that topic under the fucking carpet, it's really affected Caroline in a lot more, in a lot, like a lot heavier than what most people might think, or especially her mom, like doesn't want to hear about that topic, right?
Well, for me, what I thought too was just the way that I think her name's Jasmine, the daughter's name's
Yes,
Jasmine. The way
Jasmine.
that she handled the way that she handled
Not
that
Jasmine.
conversation.
Spicy.
Yeah.
Spicy. Not Jasmine.
Was
Yasmine.
it Yasmine?
Yeah. How did you
Okay.
say
I wrote it
Rosalind
down and I
before?
can't remember. I wrote it down as Jasmine, so it's Yasmine. Okay. So anyways, yeah, Yasmine.
Yasmine have pigtails? Jasmine.
No,
No.
I just thought she was really mature. Like, that's kind of a weird
Yeah.
conversation to have with your mother about your
Yeah.
mother having a child and,
Yeah.
problems and stuff like that. So I thought she was quite mature in this scene because we've seen her act
Yeah.
immature before. So
Yeah. Yeah.
I
But
wanted to give her a
again,
gold star.
she's only 17, right?
Yeah.
So acting immature again based on knowing that you've barely done anything with your parent growing up, and now she wants to have now she's with a guy who's your age basically and wanting to have another kid. Like it's kind of like a whole circle of shit going around her, right?
Yeah,
I don't
for
know.
sure.
That being said, if she doesn't get a lot of time with her mom or and obviously her dad either, at 17 she probably does have a little bit more maturity
Yeah,
in
of course,
habit.
100%. It
She's
wakes you
a
up.
grown. She's got to, right?
Yeah.
Even though, yeah, you're right, she did make fun of Sergio that one time. It was a little bit immature, but in all fairness, she's a kid and Sergio probably pisses her off at home.
Yeah, for sure.
So fair enough. Whatever. Next scene, we go. Ayan is on FaceTime with her sister. So again, really nice to see that dynamic again because I think they really do have quite a beautiful bond.
They do. Yeah.
Topic of conversation here is, she's feeling a little bit upset that the other lady said that they feel she is different when she's around Lisa.
Yeah.
And one thing that's really interesting about this, Ayan hears it and it makes her feel bad. She's like, oh fuck, like I don't want to be a bad person. I don't want to be difficult or whatever. And she tries to talk to Lisa about it. And say like, okay, let's talk about this because maybe we're doing something that's like a little bit toxic, whatever. Which I think is like, I don't know, like really mature of Ayan because like sometimes when you hear something negative about yourself, you just feel pissed off, right? She hears that and she's like, okay, let's talk about it. Let's try to fix this. So again, another reason why I love Ayan. But when she goes to Lisa and says, like, hey, let's talk about this. Lisa says, I don't even want to talk about it. And I don't know, this whole episode and last episode too, I'm really having a hard time trying to understand Lisa.
And her anger and where it's coming from and why she reacts the way she does. It's weird. It's over the top.
Yes, I agree 100%. And like, I'm really having a hard time trying to, because I don't know, to understand anyone, you just try to put yourself in their shoes or something. But I really don't see where Lisa is coming from. Maybe she's offended. Maybe she's insecure about it. I don't know.
Maybe she's
What?
just a bitch. I don't know, but
Maybe
because
she's
look at
just
her
a bitch.
husband. Because
Yeah.
look at her husband. He didn't even say boo to her. Like, you know, like you can see his reaction. Like they kind of panned to him like at one time during the party. And he just kind of he was like frozen there. Like, so like does this happen all the time? Like how is this how she is this how she rules? Like it's not healthy, first of all, for herself. Like, let's be real. You can't be reacting that way. And the thing is that to do it publicly like that too, it's embarrassing. And then you've got children and you know everything else that goes along with it. So like, you know, like maybe one friend would take it one time, but that's what she's doing is she's lashing out. Like she's lashing out and half the time at the wrong people. So like that's a problem.
Yeah, I think that Lisa is like they showed in all the clips, just reminds us of she is it's like she's too controlling. She's like commando style, wants to take over the whole thing. I think part of that, like my opinion, because both of you, I don't think, did you watch last season, the first season? Okay.
No.
And neither did you, Sugar, right?
I did. I
So,
watched it with
oh,
you.
you watched it with me. Okay. So you remember, like, her husband is the one who controls everything about her business. It's her business, but he controls everything, every
He's
aspect
kind of like
financially about.
the brains of it, and he is
Yeah,
the CFO.
exactly. So I
Just a
feel
sec,
like
who are we talking
for
about? Are we talking about Lisa or
Lisa's
yeah,
husband.
Okay,
He's a
because you were
CFO.
saying about how he was quiet. You were saying about how he was
Yeah.
quiet, right? But like in the business aspect, he's the brains, he's the control center. You know what I mean? And I
Okay.
feel like in what I saw last year from her, she wants to do something, and he's like, nope, that's not gonna happen. He just shuts it fucking down, right? And I think
Okay.
that like kind of is adding to whatever, you know, maybe there's something in the background, in the business aspect maybe going on. And so she's trying to control her friends at least, since she can't really control her business, maybe because her husband's the one who's in control of that. And so like, you know, like choosing to do stuff and, you know, without asking Brooks for her place, like showing that, you know, like she's in control. She's, you know, setting the stage or whatever, you know what I mean? She's a businesswoman. It's all her, right? I don't know. And then lashing out at people who are not standing behind her, how she wants to be stood up for, maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'm just on a wild goose chase here. I don't know.
Well, I didn't realize the background of that. Pardon me, and the fact that that's how her husband behaved, because he really didn't he wasn't that prominent in this season. All I could see was her reaction, and I mean,
But
to
he
me, it was
does
just
always,
shocking.
yeah. But he does usually, like, even when she made the call from Bali, like, take a breath, or, you know, like, you'll talk, you know, she's one of your best, you know, she's your best friend, whatever. You know what I mean? So he does try to, like, I don't
Tame
know,
the
like,
shrew.
yeah. It doesn't work, so, you know, because she still explodes. But, you know, like, I mean, yesterday, like, the last episode was like, holy fuck. Like she's on a mission, right? She's on
Path
a
of
mission to
destruction.
destroy. Yeah, she's on a path of destruction. She's on a mission to destroy, right?
Yeah, but
And she's
again,
not seeing clearly. She's not seeing clearly, and that's why she's just like all like way the
I
fuck
can't
out there, right?
sympathize with her, and I can't
No, I
understand
can't either.
really. I can't. It's not justified, though.
No, it's not at
Whole
all,
thing with
right?
her. I don't know. I
None
think
of it, none of it with any of the parties she's lashed at, you know what I mean? To that extent,
oh,
right?
really?
So,
It's not. So quickly we move on to the party. Like we mentioned before, the venue is spectacular.
fucking spectacular. Like,
Like,
wow.
can you imagine
No,
living in that building? Like, I can't.
no,
Oh
I.
my God, that would be incredible.
Yeah, it would be.
The venue is over the top. The
It
home is
really
over the
was.
top,
Was
and
that first car a Bugatti? Did they say it was a Bugatti?
yeah, it was 5 million. That was the
Yeah.
one that they referred to, yeah.
Yeah. And then the other one was what, 3.5 mil or something, and
Yeah.
can't remember which one that was,
The
but
cheap one.
Yeah.
Not a
Yeah.
bad one to
Must
go
be
for a
nice.
grocery run
I'd
in.
take either one, you know.
I'd take it.
I'd
Whatever.
take it.
It's a casual one.
Yeah, I'm good with it. Yeah,
And
but I think ultimately, yeah, maybe Lisa is also like gel and not also, but like even with Ayan and Stanbury, like I mean it's all like Stan.
we'll get to that in a minute.
Oh,
This is coming
okay.
up.
Sorry.
Yeah. But other thing, the party, the outfits and the way that they, instead of doing a grand entrance, Ayan and Stanbury, they're just sitting there in their thrones. How cool was that?
Yes,
That
very
was
cool. And
very
most people,
campy and over
yeah.
the top. That was fun.
Yes, the queens kiss the queen's hand.
And of course, Lisa doesn't want to kiss their hand
No.
when she comes in.
And like how stu like everybody did it. It's just a joke. It's for fun.
It's
It's
cute.
cute. It's funny. You know what I mean? So taking a stance against that was really like, no, I'm not gonna do it. Like I will like as though she's not at that level. Like she's above that, right? And it's like
Looks like
it's
she's
a
like a kid.
fucking joke.
So
Yeah.
jealous
Yeah.
of the
Yeah.
relationship.
Very jealous. That's what I thought. She was just very jealous. Jealous that Ayan and Stanbury seem to be really hitting it off. Jealous, you know, and
The
upset
funny
with
thing is, she could
everybody.
be a part of it.
Yeah,
Like, if she just had a good time with them, they're
yeah.
all friends. Like, they're
Yeah,
in the same friend
exactly.
group. If she was like, hey, listen, I feel a little left out. Why don't you, like, all of us do something? And they would
Yeah.
never, like, they'd be like, sure, let's go and do something fun. And they threw a party and pretended to be queens and had everyone kiss their hands. Like, they're being
Yeah.
goofy and fun.
Yeah. If they
Really,
were being
like,
serious,
what's
not
the
everybody would have their crowns, right? And everybody had their crowns.
Yeah, they let everyone wear their crowns that time. Like,
Yeah.
they're inclusive. And I always found that about Ayan is she draws so much attention to herself, and she, of course, because she's so beautiful, but then she's inclusive with all her friends. Like, she threw that whole party and she told everyone, you're a queen. I love you all. Da 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 da. Like, she just like exudes like love and like confidence and all that kind of stuff. But she includes everyone in it.
And I think that like and I don't know if I'm just like whatever, but I think Stanbury really is like it's helping Stanbury also almost kind of like
Chill
just
out.
find that
Find some love in
softer
your life and
side, more embracing kind of friendship, which she's not used to, but I feel she really wants ultimately to have a little bit of that type of person that I don't know what it is, if it's personality, like I'm not getting the words
not
out
so
of
much
my
personality, but
no, not so much personality, but trait, I
and
don't know, something.
tenderness she needs in her life.
Yeah, a little bit more than what she's gotten in her, you know. Like I think that really did a number on her schooling and being sent away. Like it's really
Of
affected
course.
everything in her,
Like,
right?
just imagine that.
And
Like,
she's just, yeah. So she's just trying to, I think she's embracing that. Like, you know, Ayan's gone through a lot and she still like embraces life and people and, you know, individuals and like you said, includes everything. You know what I mean? Is, yeah. I don't know.
he really is like just such a beautiful person, Ayan. Like, yeah, no, I love her.
Yeah. Yeah. Same.
And I quite like Stanbury too, I have to
Yeah,
say.
me too.
I
Me
think
too. I
last
do.
season I didn't really care for her, but then like learning more about her and seeing
Yeah.
her relationship with Sergio this season and with the other ladies, like, I don't know, she really won me over this season.
And she says it like it is too. So you got to give her points for being like, in some cases, like, just like, not brutally honest, but yeah, honest, just straight up, you know what I mean?
No,
No
you know
sugarcoating,
what I
no
think, and
sugarcoating for shit.
the difference between her and let's use Lisa as an example, is Stanberry. Like, she won't back down, but she'll say what she needs to say. Lisa just goes unhinged. That's the difference, right?
Exactly. Well, that's where the proper etiquette comes in the old school English way, I guess, right? She's able to maintain
Got
that
some good
cool and
etiquette there, yeah.
she does 100%.
Finally, what we've all been wanting to talk about, the big confrontation. Okay, so and the order events, it's a little fuzzy for me because really just that ending when Lisa came over to Ayan. So Ayan at first tried to talk to Lisa.
Approached her,
Lisa was not having it.
No, she was not at all having it.
And it
She
was weird.
just said no, and she knew that, and that know how she said was, "No, I don't want to fucking talk to you. Get the fuck away from me." That was her, what her no tone and message that I received from her, because I called bullshit on her after. Oh, she's upset. Oh, well, let me go and talk to her. Like, what the fuck? Who the fuck do you think is going to believe you? You fucking moron. Like, you were a bitch. You weren't having anything to do with it, with her conversation. Like, as though, no, like, shut it down. And then you pretend like as if, no, what's she upset about? Oh, I didn't realize that. Bullshit. Sorry.
Exactly. No, you called it.
Well,
I agree.
and what I got, the biggest word that I got from that, or like that snarkiness that came out, was when Ayan did approach Lisa and she said, like, come talk to me. And Lisa just looked at her, she goes, why? Just like, it just like flew out of her mouth. Why? And it's like, are you kidding me? Like, that's how you react?
And you
And
know that's where her husband did say to her, she's your friend, like,
yeah.
why don't you want? So that's what I mean, like, he is behind her trying to get her to sort of calm down, like tone it
It's not
down, and just
working.
it doesn't work. So and so, like, sometimes I think he just, like, I mean, there's not really much he can say. Like, when she's going, she's going.
And then oh, did I just lose my train of thought? Oh, I was gonna say, how disrespectful to the person who's hosting the party.
Throwing the party.
Why come? If and then you're gonna cause problems for the host. She just wanted to talk to you. And if you don't agree, you could just say, oh fuck, I don't know, or go home or don't even show up if you wanna. But it's disrespectful to the person throwing the party. So she comes over later and then finally Ayan kind of gets to talk and she's trying to, address the elephant in the room. The girls think I'm different when I'm around you. So finally she's trying to come out with it and have some sort of talk. What do you both think about this? Do you think Ayan is different when she's around Lisa, or do you think that she?
100%.
Yeah, I think so. I agree.
Yeah,
I
100%.
agree.
And I think part of it is
Because she's
fear, too,
trying
to
not
be
to
honest.
hurt her. She's trying not to hurt her. She's trying to, let things go. But, there comes a point, like like we said earlier, that, wrong is wrong. It doesn't matter who the fuck you think, like, I mean, you can't do certain shit and just think that everybody's like that somebody's just gonna back you up no matter what, right?
No, I agree. At
But
first, when I first heard the claim, I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. Is Ayan different? I feel like she really beats to her own drum. But after hearing it and trying to
and seeing
actually
the parts where
observe,
she pushes her to change, and it's like,
yeah,
that's where I was
nailed it.
like, she's trying to control it. She's trying to, like, it's commando. Like, no, you either do it the way I say, or we don't, you don't do it. And you can't do that. Like, it's just, it's bullshit. It's not fair, right? Like, you should be able to be honest, and if you're gonna give it, then you should fucking take it. You know what I mean? You got to be able to take it, right? So, just, I don't know.
And it's too bad they don't really get any resolution on that. It's too bad Lisa didn't say, like, okay, well, you're throwing a party right now. Why don't we talk to the ladies later and, get to the bottom of it and we'll try to be better or whatever. No, they don't get to that because then a new claim comes out. The claim from Lisa is Stanbury thinks that I'm bragging about buying her parents' house. The claim from Ayan and Stanbury, and this is, two against one, right? They both say that word bragging was not used. Neither of us used that word in any conversation. So to be honest, based off of the past two episodes, I am more inclined to believe Ayan and Stanbury because
Same.
Lisa's been just going off the rails, and I think
Yeah.
she's just
Not
insecure.
o yeah. Yeah, exactly. And not only that, if it was said, the show would have captured it and you would have seen it being shown there. Because usually that's what they do when they say something was
Well,
said,
I
and then they'll
think
show
that
you that clip.
Stanbury and Ayan would like they're pretty like
Definitely.
upfront,
Yeah.
If they were
They
to
say
say
it as it is.
something,
Yeah.
they throw shade all the time. If
Yeah,
they were to
exactly.
say,
Yeah.
Lisa, I think you're bragging, you're talking about
Yeah.
trying to buy Stanbury's parents' house,
Yeah.
they would say it like, oh yeah, you kind of sounded like you were bragging there.
Yeah, they wouldn't be afraid to acknowledge it.
Exactly.
What I
But
find with these ladies, they really hang on a word. Don't you find that? Like, like
yes.
begging or bragging, or like it's like,
Yeah.
oh my God, like, it's
Yeah.
I get words hurt, I get that, but like, fuck, just give it a rest. It just got really ugly. That whole confrontation, it was just it was like rapid fire too. Like it happened so quickly, and we went like from 0 to 100, and I it took me by surprise, and it really shouldn't have, but it really did.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, this whole conversation really didn't have to be that dramatic. Really.
No, it
I
didn't.
mean, it could have just been, okay, cool, let's talk about it another day. Oh, I so and so said you said I was bragging. No, I didn't say that. Oh, I misunderstood. Cool, let's go have a great rest of the party. Instead, tears were shed, friendships were ripped apart. Ayan is hosting a party and she gets so emotional, she runs upstairs and starts crying, like has to
Yeah.
take off her dress and end her night. Like
Yeah. You
it
know
was
what the ugliest part for me was when, and this completely 1000%, if I didn't really like Lisa before, turned me completely off her when she was talking about may God strike her children dead. And it's like, what the fuck? You're
Yeah.
arguing, you're arguing with your friend, and that like you bring that is such an ugly, like for me, like when I hear shit like that, like that's cr it's crossing a line, and
Yeah.
she crossed a line there, and she brought like in it doesn't matter what kind of
But she
argument
didn't
you're
say it.
having.
She said it about her own kids, did she not?
Yes, she
Yeah,
did,
which
but that's
yeah,
even
doesn't matter
worse.
if it's hers
I
or
know, but
theirs. Yeah.
that's even worse. Like,
She
well, like
completely uncalled for, yeah.
You're
Absolutely
bringing that.
ridiculous.
Like that right there was so ugly to me. Like, may God strike. Like she's trying to prove a point that she's in the right, and she brings her kids. May God strike. I would never. I would never say something like that. I would never even think of saying something like that. So, like, to
Yeah.
me, you're done. Like in my books, you're done. Like as soon as like, and that's that line that you cross. And yeah, really ugly.
Yeah, no kidding, no kidding. Not so nice. What did you think? We haven't gotten your opinion here.
Yeah, I thought it was like I felt really bad. Like, I mean, like for her to get to that point where she went and had to take everything off, like just get the, that's it, I'm out of the party. Like, and I mean, she's the one who hosted it. Like, fuck, what a way to end the season. You know what I mean? Throwing the party and trying to, I don't know. She tried to have a normal conversation, and it just kind of went AWOL, right?
Yeah, and again, I really feel like it didn't need to. And there's been a lot of fights this season
Yeah.
with ladies that I find like, you know, what they're arguing about really isn't a big
Stupid,
deal.
stupid, yeah.
It's really
Yeah.
stupid. And this one, like, Ayane is trying to have a big, you know, farewell bash. She's hosting
Yeah.
the party, and then now she's so
Yeah.
upset she has to run. Like, it
Yeah, I'm
is,
very upset.
it blows, you know, like you're trying to have a good time
Yeah.
and shit like this happens.
I have to say, Ayan's husband and son just like seem like just so loving and like just really, it's a nice family unit.
Yeah. Well, yeah, look at
Like
her.
he's
Such a
got
lovely
her
woman.
back and you know like just everything really nice, really good.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Lisa's lost it.
End notes. I want to review these with you guys. All right. So the first one we get is Caroline
Wait,
Stanbury.
before we go to the end notes, can I just say one thing or one last thing about the party? The dresses. I really liked Sarah's dress. No, yeah, Sarah and Sabah's outfits, both really nice. I liked Sarah's.
Yeah,
It
Sarah's
was
was nice.
those sleeves were really cool. I liked Stanberry's outfit, depending on how she was posed, because certain ways, like, it didn't really look
You know
that good.
what?
I
I
didn't really
really didn't
like it.
like her hair. That killed it
I
for
didn't,
me.
yeah, the hair was not my favorite, but
That
her
like
outfit, I liked it,
bun
but it was just on a
and then
different
a
angle. It just,
ponytail with the stuff wrapped around, it did not work.
yeah. But I really liked, like I said, I really liked Sabah or whatever, and Sarah's outfits.
Okay.
And I liked Brooke's outfit was very cute. And Talene's outfit was beautiful, I thought.
You know whose I liked? Ayan's. Of
Oh,
course.
and Ayan's I did
Oh,
like after.
yeah.
At first I thought it was like okay, but then when she started walking, as it was that train was following her and the whole cut on her, the cut like just was just perfect on her, right? So I really liked it afterwards. At first when she was sitting as in the queen chairs, I didn't think it was that great, you know, although I liked the color, it was different. But when I saw her walking with it, I was like, oh, that is quite nice. That's
Right.
it.
Awesome. Well, on to the end notes then. So the first one we're going to look at is the first one that came up, which was Stanbury's. So Stanbury and Ayan are now closer than ever. Sergio wants a baby now more than ever. Surrogacy is now legal in Dubai. Never say never. You know, Dubai is a cool place because they keep allowing more stuff, they're getting more and more
Yeah.
progressive. So who would have thought, you know, watching this season that ding ding ding, okay, surrogacy is now legal. We'll see. I doubt that she's gonna go through with any
Yeah,
surrogacy
I don't think she
because
is. I
really
don't think she is.
the pregnancy is just one thing. Then you have to actually take care of the baby, you gotta play
Yeah.
with it, you
Yeah.
gotta do a
No,
lot
she's
of
not
stuff.
interested in that. No.
No, for sure not. But it's nice to see that Stanbury and Ayan's relationship has obviously just continued to blossom. Next one, Caroline Brooks. So Caroline has ended her spiritual healing journey. Her truce with Talene has also ended. She is currently expanding the glass house to new locations, where Lisa is more than welcome to host her next event. So I'm wondering what happened between Talene and her again. So obviously they're no longer friends. But it
I
wasn't
don't know.
surprising to see because it seemed to me, the way that it seemed, Caroline Brooks was almost a little bit jealous of Talene coming into the season. So
Definitely.
she got jealous when oh fuck, oops. Accidentally clicked a button I shouldn't have. There we go. What I was gonna say was it seemed to me Caroline Brooks was a bit jealous of Talene when she started, you know, getting attention and making friends with the other lady. I'm thinking happened. The season got released to the public, everyone loved Talene.
Yeah, I
I'm
agree.
got jealous again.
Yeah,
That's kind of what
yeah.
got
She's again. She's just yeah, because she's kind of got that Heather kind of, you know, stand up tall, be very articulate, very well off, very high to do society, family, everything. She just like yeah, you know.
Helene
I
is
don't know.
very likable,
Yeah,
really.
she
Yeah,
is.
she
She
is.
is. She
Yeah.
is. Can she have her moments of stupidity? Of course, we all can.
Yeah, of
But
course.
she's good, yeah.
Then it goes on to Talene. Talene is not giving up on her matchmaking efforts. She recently co-founded a dating app. Rafi still has baby boy fever. Talene, not so much. Oh God, I would never download that dating app because she is
Neither
not
would I.
a great matchmaker.
She's what?
She's not a great matchmaker. Come on.
No.
No. Sarah's maid is, and then we go on to Sarah. Sarah's maid is out of her and Maktoum's life forever. Akeen is still trying to make his way back in. They rekindled briefly before Akeen's jealousy reared its head again. What a stupid one, really,
Yeah.
because I don't know. I think she should just be done with Akeen, really. Like, why give him a
Yeah.
second chance? Like, he's too young for
Cut
you.
the cord.
Cut the cord.
Yeah. He was just
Let me
in it
go.
to for his 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah.
Get real.
Let me go on to Lisa. Lisa reached out to Ayan on multiple occasions, but Ayan did not return her calls or messages. They are no
Yeah.
longer close like God and Jesus. Which is not surprising, you know.
Yeah.
After the way she acted, unless she's giving
Yeah.
like a really sincere apology,
Yeah.
like these last two episodes really made me dislike Lisa, honestly.
Yeah, I agree. But if
Sometimes
I
an
would like
apology, you know
again,
what? Sometimes an
is
apology
not
just
enough.
isn't enough, right?
No, it's
No.
just
The
yeah,
relationship
sometimes
needs a break.
when you do certain things
Yeah, when
and
you
it's
cross the line.
repetitive and it's really crossing the line, you can, you know, you can take so much and kind of like brush it under the, you know, like sweep it under the rug, sweep it, you know, take the little shot, take the little, you know, shade, take the little whatever, but then it comes to you get to a breaking point. Like for me, it's like I can take a lot of little shots, but I keep note and they're filed in the back of this little brain of mine. And then ultimately you take the wrong shot and it's like game over, fuck off, done, right? And so like I get that, and if I were Ayan, like I would, yeah, it's not, you know, like I don't know, never say never to cut off and whatever, but yeah.
Then Ayan's end note is Ayan is still waiting for an apology from Lisa. So there we go. She's reaching out, but she's not even trying to apologize. She has changed Lisa's name in her phone from Hottest Jamaican to the Betrayer and Heartless.
Okay, that's awesome.
So fucking funny. Like, oh my God. I don't know. You guys, thoughts on this? Like, I just can't believe that after all that, Lisa isn't, she's reaching out to her, but she's not trying to say, like, hey, I'm sorry. Let's.
Like a public apology. Start with a
Doesn't
public
need to be
apology and then
public.
try going,
No,
right?
just be
No,
private.
but I mean, if she's not responding to her, like if she's trying to reach out and she's not responding to her, well, then her only
She's
route is to
waiting
do
for
a
the
public apology
apology.
because it's all
No,
Paul.
she's waiting
Yeah.
for the apology. She isn't sending an apology.
But she tried reaching out to her. Maybe she's trying to do her apology that way. I don't know.
I don't know. It says that Ayan is still waiting for it. All
Yeah, but
right.
didn't it say that Lisa was trying to contact her numerous times and Ian's not
Yeah, but it
returning?
doesn't mean that just because someone's
But it
trying to
doesn't mean
contact you
she's
doesn't mean you gotta
apologizing.
apologize,
Yeah, fair
right?
enough.
She said, Ayan is still waiting for an apology. And Lisa said she reached out to Ayan multiple times and nothing back.
Well, I've had just a quick note there. I've had one instance where I got into a big blowout with someone that I knew a long time ago, and what happened was same sort of thing. They didn't apologize, but when they called me the next time, they're like, "Hey, how are you? How are things? You know, we want to get together." And it's like, "Are you fucking kidding me? Like nothing
No, I'm
happened,
good.
right?" Like, so that's probably could be the same sort of thing. Like, you know, just hey, you know, hey, I am. Let's get together for lunch or whatever, and you know, whatever, shoot the shit. And yeah, so it's weird.
Yeah, I've been there where something happened like that similar. I think we've already discussed that in past podcasts, but you know, olive branch or not olive branch, you know what I mean? Kind of style, right? And it's like, yeah, no. Some just
Well,
doesn't work.
this week's golden question, we're going to end on a lighter note. POV, you're a rich housewife in Dubai. You can go anywhere you like for the entire summer. Where are you going?
I'd
A tough
do
one.
a few spots. I would do a few places, like they mentioned, like not just one place. I would do multiple, Maldives being one of them. And then Maldives, I would do like London, like England and Ireland, parts of France, Spain. I would love to do like just little glimpses. Like if you got to be gone all summer and Europe is everything is so within reach and quick to get to, I would just like pop the different countries all summer long, starting with Maldives and then over, I don't know,
Not so nice to
Malta,
do a world
Italy,
tour.
France, Portugal, Spain, I don't know, Switzerland, Ireland, a bunch of places.
You'll do a world tour. What about you, Spice?
I want to go with not so nice. Sounds like she's
You're
having fun.
gonna I
Like
wouldn't
that
mind
movie,
doing.
Around the World in 80 Days, but you got 60 days in around Europe in that area, right?
I wouldn't mind doing multiple places, but you know where I've always wanted to go?
Where?
Bora Bora.
Oh, to sit
Nice.
like in one of
Yeah.
those huts on the beach and
Spectacular.
in the water?
It's
Right on the
spectacular.
water, the Four Seasons there. Go to Bora Bora and stay at the
Yeah.
Four Seasons. It's
But
like the
then you hear
Maldives,
shit.
but it's harder
Yeah.
to get there.
Yeah. And I love the idea of that, but one time I heard something about pirates actually going into tourist spots like that and fucking kidnapping people. So I would be a little intimidated about shit like that.
No, they're. I
In
feel
a
like
Four
that
Seasons, I think you're fine.
in the Four Seasons, you're
Yeah.
gonna be okay.
Okay, then I'll do that too. I'll add that to the
Come with
list.
me? Okay. I'll meet you
Yes.
guys in. Where will I meet you? I'll definitely go to France with you guys. I'd like to
Ooh.
go maybe to Switzerland.
Yeah, Switzerland.
I wouldn't mind
Vienna.
in New York with Taline.
Yeah, New York would be fun.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of places I could go, but you know, Bora Bora is definitely a bucket list one for me.
Cool.
All right. Well, that was sugar.
This is spice.
And not so nice.
And thank you for watching our Reel on the Reel.